And now on Dinner Jazz, we join our programme partners Taylor's Port as they show us how port can be the oil of good conversation with after-dinner anecdotes. Dinner is drawing to a close. The Taylor's has been poured and guests are enjoying its rich, mellow flavours and the pleasures of civilised conversation. As they survey this convivial scene, the host or hostess may be reminded of the phrase, an Englishman's home is his castle, or for that matter, his lighthouse, his tower, or his barn. But however unusual an English home may be, it cannot match the eccentricities of some of the bizarre abodes to be found in different parts of the globe. Take the Bubble Castle, a compound of globular houses in the south of France, the impressive dwelling in Japan designed like a grand piano, or the ship residence in Ohio consisting of the oak-panelled forequarters of a Great Lakes steamer. Then there's the Shoe House in Pennsylvania, built in 1948 by Colonel Mallon M. Haynes, the shoe tycoon. A charitable soul, he allowed senior citizens from retirement homes to stay in it for free. Or there's the Nautilus in Mexico City, a colourful dwelling in the shape of a seashell. West Africa does well in the Odd Homes League, with an impressive mansion in the shape of an aeroplane built by an inhabitant of Ajuba, Nigeria, for his travel-addicted wife. More impressive still is the home in Abidjan, built by Ivory Coast artist Musa Carlo in the shape of a large crocodile. Not to be outdone, Copenhagen has come up with the Walking House, whose four telescopic legs allow it to get up and move if its tenants fall out with the neighbours or get bored with the view.